everyone. Welcome to Ranting and Raving. This is the show that lets me vent my spleen about all of the things that are currently pissing me off. I am your host, Todd Staruch, and let's not waste any time. Let's just dive right in. I decided to record this episode not just because it's overdue. We're through the holiday season, and I got a little bit lazy and overfed over the last few weeks, so it really was time to kind of get back into the swing of things. But based on things that occurred over the last couple of days as I record this, especially things this morning as I rolled out of bed and made the unfortunate decision to check my social media feeds, it kind of set me off a little bit. So I said, you know what, it's time to record an episode of Ranting and Raving. As I record this, it is January 9th, 2021. And a couple of days ago, we had what amounts to an armed insurrection here in the United States. I know a lot of people don't see it that way. They think I'm exercising in hyperbole, but that's basically what it was. We had a giant group of people storm the United States Capitol, cause some damage and vandalism, and made a big mess. Unfortunately, several people, including a police officer, died. People had weapons. People had tear gas. People had tasers. People had guns. There were several pipe bombs that were found on or near the Capitol grounds. So that is basically what I consider an armed insurrection. They claim that they were protesting the outcome of the 2020 election, furthering Donald Trump's false and proven false narrative that the election was rigged and that there was somehow just massive, massive voter fraud that allowed Joe Biden to steal the election. So I'm not sure what these people had hoped to accomplish, but I think in their minds, they were looking to pressure Congress to overturn the lawful result of the 2020 election somehow to keep Donald Trump in office. Folks, I still am dumbstruck. I think you all know by now that I am not at a loss for words, but this really has me completely dumbstruck. I never thought I would see anything like this in my lifetime. We really are now one of those countries that we used to mock for the violence that used to happen around elections and things like that, or when there would be a coup or a military uprising or some other takeover of the government. We used to say, oh my God, those people, look at that. That's so ridiculous. They can't even function in a civilized way. We're so awesome here in America, the way we do things. Guess what, folks? We're not awesome, and we demonstrated that a few days ago. And I don't want to hear any justification or any spin. There's really no way to spin it. I've already seen the bullshit on social media, people claiming that it really was BLM or Antifa that somehow infiltrated this peaceful protest and incited people to violence. No, these were people that had Trump hats on and waving Trump flags. If you're going to try to tell me that, you know, that there was somehow carefully orchestrated by BLM and Antifa, I'm going to laugh right in your fucking face. These were people who support their cult leader, and that's what he is. He's a cult leader. And they were hoping to somehow overturn the election. And after all of this, storming the United States Capitol, making a mockery of our democratic process, and frankly embarrassing us in front of the entire world. And guess what? It was for nothing. Joe Biden, whether you like him or not, doesn't matter, was lawfully elected the president of the United States. Nothing is going to change that. He will still be sworn in a couple of weeks, and there will be a transition. And that's that. So all you did was create chaos for no reason. I hope every one of these people gets arrested and charged with sedition. And no, I'm not joking about that. It wasn't a case of just, hey, let's destroy some property. It was an armed insurrection, and it took place on a government building. What is great, though, is about these people is these people are so fucking dumb, is that they took pictures of themselves, you know, trashing the Capitol, sitting in offices, stealing property. And now all of these people are being identified and are getting arrested, which is awesome. They're just so goddamn dumb that I can't even get over it. But I am taking extreme joy in it, that they're making it so easy to identify themselves and get arrested. I hope the arrests continue, and I hope the charges are more than just incitement to riot or vandalism or whatever. I hope there's serious consequences. Another thing that really pissed me off, and I am never ever one to stir up any racial issues. I'm also always willing to listen. I realize that I am a white male, and I have experienced life in a certain way that is different from a lot of other people. And I do try my best to recognize that. I do not always agree with every concept of white privilege or white, you know, anything like that. But I'm always willing to listen and to hear people describe to me their experience that, they have had in America, because that's all any of us can discuss. And that's the only way we can work together towards any sort of peace and harmony. But one of the things that really pissed me off is that a lot of people that I thought I knew back when the George Floyd riots were happening and property was being destroyed, and there was a lot of looting and vandalism and things like that, people were calling for people to be shot on sight for stealing a pair of Nikes, you know, and things like that, or breaking a window. And I clearly remember, and I wish I had taken screenshots so I could remind people of what they said back then. So they were advocating that law enforcement just simply shoot these people for stealing. Yet, when a group of mostly white people was storming the United States Capitol, I didn't see any such calls or any such recommendations for a harsh crackdown. I want to make it very clear, I do not agree with or support or condone in any way the looting and the vandalism and the theft and the violence that took place in the wake of George Floyd. You know, I don't condone or support any of that. And I found it ridiculous that people were suggesting on social media that people had no issue with that violence, but now all of a sudden we're taking umbrage at the violence at the Capitol. I personally don't know anyone in my life who was like, yeah, I have no problem with them smashing windows and stealing property and burning businesses to the ground. I love it when they find like the one fucking Yahoo that will say, well, it's 400 years of bottled up repression and blah, blah, blah. Yeah, you find that one outlier that says something like that and you want to turn around and say, see, some people support violence. No, normal, rational people do not support violence, theft, destroying, you know, a business that someone spent their lifetime building. I'm so tired of the fucking whataboutism, okay? All I know is that the response was very, very different. I saw, during the Black Lives Matter movement over the summer, I saw people being tear gassed, shot with rubber bullets, being tased, a very harsh crackdown. I did not see any of that during the storming of the Capitol. I found the response from the Capitol Police to be very weak. I know precisely nothing about law enforcement logistics at all. I do not. I cannot speak to it. But someone does need to explain to me how easily the law enforcement was overrun and that so many people were able to storm the Capitol and get into various offices and steal and you know, create such chaos. I really would like to see this reckoning. And I'm going to go on record here, folks. This is going to be recorded and posted. I think the response would be very different if this had been a group of Black Lives Matter people or if this had been a group of Muslims. I think they all would have been shot on sight. I think the response would be very, very different. Again, I am always reluctant to stir up any kind of racial tension, but I do believe the response would have been very different. While the whole thing was unfolding, I found it very interesting that most of the media outlets kept referring to them as protesters, as opposed to rioters. And it occurred to me, I forgot, if it's Black people, they are looters. If it's Muslims, they are terrorists. But if it's white people, they are protesters. I also see people trying to spin it that it was a very small amount of people that got out of hand. But I don't recall those same people saying that during the Black Lives Matter protests over the summer. They were very, very willing to lump everybody into one big group and call them rioters, looters, thugs, whatever. I always find it amazing how on both sides of anything, people will constantly justify and rationalize their side and demonize and vilify the other side. Again, I wish I had spent the last several days just taking screenshots so I could throw it in people's faces later when they try to deny it. Like people that I'm Facebook, I'm friends with on Facebook, you know, the things that they were saying about Black people during the George Floyd riots versus what they're saying about the people who stormed the Capitol. I would really, really love to just hold them up side by side and say, okay, how do you justify this? How do you explain this? I always find that very interesting how people never want to reflect that lens back onto themselves and analyze or take a good look at the things that they say and do. Again, I do not condone any violence. I am a huge advocate of our right to dissent in this country. In fact, I wish people did it more, but for the right reasons and did it in the right way. You are required in America, as an American citizen, as far as I'm concerned, to dissent. I'm just tired of the insanity. People just make shit up. People in charge roll with it, and people just buy into it. This whole rigged election thing makes me want to just put my head through a window. It has been debunked so many times, but the constant rationalization is, oh, well, everyone is in on it. Yeah, all these Trump-appointed judges who threw the cases out of court, they're all in on it. The Supreme Court, who everyone was afraid, you know, was being stacked by Donald Trump and was going to slowly dismantle our rights and our freedom and our democracy. They refused to take up the notion that the election was rigged. The Attorney General said that it wasn't rigged. Republican state leaders said that there was no fraud and that it wasn't rigged. But just because our jackass president kept repeating it, people kept believing it. And this is why I call him a cult leader. Because no, everyone stopped listening to any facts. And they're like, well, Donald Trump keeps saying it, so it must be true. You know what? Let's storm the Capitol in response to this false idea that the election was rigged. We are taking such a huge step backwards intellectually in this country. It is astonishing. Or are we not? Has this sort of underbelly always been there and it's only just being exposed? I don't know. All I know is I never thought that I would see an armed insurrection on United States soil ever in my lifetime. But we did. That's what it was. It was not a protest. It was ridiculous. I hope every single person is identified, arrested, and charged with sedition, insurrection, treason, whatever you want to call it, or whatever the law is. Again, I'm no legal expert. Unlike many of my Facebook friends, I'm not a constitutional scholar. I am not in law enforcement. I do not know the law. I have not looked it up to see what they can be charged with. So, you know, at least I can admit that. You know, a lot of people I know cannot. They just speak with such authority on everything. Finally, the last thing I want to talk about before my head just totally explodes is yesterday, as I record this, Twitter has permanently suspended Donald Trump's personal Twitter account. Let me take a step backwards real quick. All of these Republican lawmakers and senators who are now renouncing Donald Trump, the cabinet members who are resigning in the wake of all of this, I have two words for you. Fuck you. You don't get a medal now for jumping ship 12 days before Inauguration Day. Sorry, you had your chance, over the last 4 years or however long you've been a part of the administration. You had your chance to speak out, but you didn't because you were scared of Donald Trump. You had no backbone and you couldn't stand up to him. Now that the ship is finally breaking apart and sinking, like the bunch of rats you are scrambling to save yourself. Betsy DeVos, go crawl onto your yacht, drive it out into the middle of the ocean, and just fucking stay there. You don't get to protest now in the waning days and hours of this administration. You don't get a fucking medal for it now when you had all this time to speak up. So fuck right off. So back to my original point. Donald Trump's Twitter account was permanently suspended. Now, I have my opinions about Donald Trump's tweeting. I think it was ridiculous. I can't believe we had a president that basically tried to govern via social media. But people lapped it up. People ate it up. I am not going to say that I'm happy about the account being shut down, but I am. So there, I actually did just say it, hypocrite that I am. So on social media today, I see, you know, a lot of people expressing joy that it has been shut down. I'm not entirely sure, I guess, how I feel about it. I'm not a fan of censorship for the most part. But again, we do not have, despite every one of my constitutional scholar friends, what they had to say, we do not have completely unfettered and unlimited free speech in this country, especially on a social media platform. People keep talking about the First Amendment, and I always laugh because it's clear that they have no idea what the First Amendment actually covers and what the Supreme Court and other courts over the years have said that it covers. You don't get to incite violence. You don't get to yell fire in a crowded theater when there is no fire. So most of my Facebook friends are expressing joy that his Twitter account was finally shut down. Again, I will say, wow, Twitter. Wow. Wow, Facebook. Wow. Now you decided to shut down these accounts. You know, a month of being a false narrative that it was a rigged election. Okay, no problem. All the other horrible things that were tweeted or said, no problem. But now you decide to shut down the accounts. Okay, way to go. Again, you don't get a medal for it now at this late hour. Then now I have the other part of my friends that are screaming about what a threat this is to our democracy. They had no problem with the storming of the Capitol, but now Twitter suspends Donald Trump's account and they're all in fucking apoplexy about it. Like, I'm like, oh my God. You know, armed insurrection, rah-rah, that's awesome, that's America. What? Twitter and Facebook shut down Donald Trump's accounts? That's awful. That's a First Amendment violation. Oh my God, our freedoms, our freedoms, our freedoms. Oh my God, can you please fuck all the way off? Either have it one way or the other, but stop. Can you be any more on the fence? Can you be any more hypocritical? Plus, it has nothing to do with the First Amendment. Twitter and Facebook can do whatever the fuck they want. None of us are required to use those platforms. If you're so pissed now at Twitter and Facebook, well, then get the fuck off. You know, 20 times a year, you bitch about Facebook and you claim that you're going to deactivate your account, but you never fucking do it. So Christ, just shut the fuck up. And also, when it comes to social media, I have had my friends have their accounts restricted or shut down for far, far less. I've had friends who are models or burlesque performers have their accounts get suspended for posing in bikinis or lingerie. I belong to some shitposting groups on Facebook where we just post like funny memes and edgy memes. And, you know, some of them are very, you know, distasteful, but we're just trying to get a laugh. And we've had our accounts, you know, put into Facebook jail for 3 days, 7 days, 30 days, whatever. Facebook will flag memes and things that were posted years ago and suddenly say, this goes against our community standards. No one ever bitched about that, right? People made a big joke about it, like, oh, just got out of Facebook jail, ha 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 ha. No one ever screamed about the First Amendment or our freedoms or our democracy. But now that their awesome cult leader had his Twitter account and Facebook account suspended, now all of a sudden everybody's worried about the First Amendment. Oh my God, I just can't, folks, I just can't. I was on social media for maybe 15 minutes this morning, and I'm like, okay, that's enough internet for today. What can I do to just distract myself all day today? I know, there's 3 football playoff games today. I'm going to just watch football and maybe play video games all fucking day. Because if I go on social media, I'm going to end up really losing a lot of friendships because I just can't take it. Just the hypocrisy, the whataboutism, the duality. I just can't take it anymore. And sadly, I think it might be time to reevaluate some of the relationships that I do have, because social media, I've always said, exposes people. You think you know someone, and then you find out that you really don't. And in closing, because I could go on, and I'm already over my self-imposed 20-minute time limit, but some of this shit really set me off this morning. Much has been made, especially of late, where people say, oh, I can't believe you'd lose a friend over politics. I hate that. I hate that saying. It's not about losing a friend over politics. For decades that I have been, you know, following politics and been into politics, I have had friends all over the political spectrum. I'm a little more liberal, a little more Democrat, you know. I have friends who are conservative Republicans, no issue. I have friends who are independent, moderate, libertarian, Green Party, whatever. Don't care about any of that. We can talk about government policy all day long. We can talk about economics. We can talk about foreign policy and none of that. And we can just say, well, you know, I don't really see it that way. I don't agree with that economic model or whatever. But hey, you know, let's grab a beer. Let's grab some food. It's not about losing a friend over politics. It's losing a friend because they refuse to accept facts. They refuse to look at things in a fair and balanced way. They attack one side vehemently and then support any violent thing that another side wants to do, and they just spin it and just wish it away. That's where I'm willing to re-examine a lot of friendships. Has nothing to do with just a differing political viewpoint. That's fucking ridiculous. And if you really do, you know, dismiss a friend or an acquaintance just because they hold a different, you know, ideological viewpoint, well, then that I just find ridiculous. But when someone's true nature and true feelings get exposed, then I find that I really have to re-examine that relationship. So in closing, folks, I just want to say, 2021 is off to a rollicking start, but I really do wish that everyone just stop for a moment, try to think things through, try to look inside yourself, to look at things in a rational way. And above all, we are still in the middle of a deadly pandemic. We have about 4,000 people per day dying here in the United States, thousands more around the world. Please, please, friends, do everything that you can to stay safe. Wear your mask, practice social distancing, keep gatherings to a minimum. I want all of you to be around. And please, everyone, for our sakes and for the sake of everyone else, please just do the right thing. Stay safe. I will be with all of you again very, very soon, because I'm sure more things will start to drive me crazy. And until then, everybody, stay big.